After two high-speed chases that led to thousands of dollars in damages to law enforcement vehicles and pounds of drugs and illegal firearms later, outstanding fugitive Robert Cullen was apprehended and arrested earlier this Wednesday near Tubi Park in Garberville. KMA News was at Tubi Park at the time of Cullen's arrest and brings you these eyewitness reports.
My name is Norman Lasbury. We were at Tubi Park. We were getting the kids ready to go and play on the swings and stuff and letting them eat their lunch. And all of a sudden, cops pulled out guns and started running down towards the river. Apparently, they had Cullen. And they were everywhere. There was probably 15 to 20 of them. They were everywhere, everywhere.
Did you see the suspect before officers arrived?
No, nothing. I did see him walking. I ran down to the river after the cops did just to see what was going on, and I watched him walk him out of the river in handcuffs.
Was there a struggle at all?
Not that I saw. It was too far away.
What do you think? Just here at the park with your kids, what do you make of this?
The guy must have been on drugs to run through the woods for 3 days or 2 days or however long he needed to be taken off the streets.
So, yeah, I saw a cop car pulled off the side of the road above on Tubi Park Road over here. Is this Tubi Park Drive? Yeah. And he had run down the side of the hill, the cop, and he left his sirens running, and he ran across the river. They were detaining the guy on the gravel pit side of Tubi Park River. Just a surprise that he made it this far from Bryceland. He ran the river the whole time. I don't understand what he was doing, how he ended up here.
KMA News also contacted Samantha Cargis, spokesperson for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, who shares more details on the arrest.
Yeah, so at about 12:15 this afternoon, our Sheriff Communications Center received multiple citizen tips regarding the whereabouts of Robert Cullen. Multiple citizens reported seeing him walking along Sproul Creek Road, and using that citizen information, deputies were able to track Cullen to Tubi Park, and from there they set up a perimeter, searched the park and the surrounding areas, and a deputy spotted Cullen attempting to flee by swimming across the Eel River. And because of that perimeter was set, deputies were already waiting on the other side and were able to apprehend Cullen when he exited the water.
Cullen was arrested without incident and is currently being transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. And Cargis says he wasn't the only one arrested today.
There was also a female subject arrested who is associated with Cullen, and she provided deputies with a false name. So she is being transported as well to the correctional facility. Her name is Victoria Jordan. She approached deputies after Cullen had been apprehended. She was, I think she wanted to talk to Cullen, and, you know, I'm not sure what exactly she said to him, but they were somehow associated, and she wanted to likely say bye to him, and she ended up lying about her name, and that is a violation of the law to lie to a peace officer about your name. So,
at this time, the sheriff's office is unsure how many charges Cullen will be facing, but Cargis says evading will definitely be one of them. Cullen initially ran from officers on Sunday, where he disabled two sheriff's patrol cars. Then on Tuesday, Cullen was in another high-speed chase, this time on Old Bryceland Road, where he damaged a county truck.
Yeah, so it was a county dump truck is how it was described to us. What happened, which was really interesting, is County Roads heard that the pursuit was coming down Old Bryceland Road. And, you know, Old Bryceland Road has construction going on right now. And so a county supervisor ordered that the dump truck be parked across the road so that the pursuit wouldn't come plowing through all of the construction, hurting construction workers. So it was actually a pretty smart move by that construction supervisor to protect his crew. So, and that helped, you know, stop the vehicle, obviously, and nobody was injured from that collision. So,
in the end, Cargis says they couldn't have apprehended Cullen without the community's assistance.
I just want to thank the multiple citizens who provided information to us. The deputies down there told me that they did an awesome job of just giving really good information regarding what Cullen looked like, what he was wearing when they saw him, what direction he went. And that really, if it weren't for the citizens' help, it would have been much, much more difficult to find Cullen. So we are really thankful for that detailed information and for the community working together with us. You know, we know that sometimes it's difficult to get community participation on in information about cases. And this just goes to show how effective we can be if we all work together.
To see photos and videos related to this case, you can visit the KMUD News Facebook page.